Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. And we are brought to you today by Sapelo Island Birdhouses, luxury vacation rentals on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And we're brought to you also by Global Sun and Fun Travel, great travel agency for all of your travel needs. Now, I'm sitting in today with Doc Bill, Ida, and Olivia. And we have been talking about what our favorite shows have been throughout the year, doing a bit of a year-end review. And we've also just wrapped up talking about our 2014 predictions for travel for next year. So if you've missed all of that, you can catch it on our website, www.travelbagswithanita.com, and go to the archives. You can listen to the whole show there. Make sure you have your pen and your paper, because you might want to jot down some of the suggestions that we have.
Oh, there's always so much information, so they definitely want their pen and paper.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, we were talking about predictions, but, you know, there's always things that take place, just in life in general, but in talking about the travel industry, there are always things that take place throughout the year in the travel industry that really have an influence on people and their ability to travel, maybe to budget travel or take trips, or just really how we'll be able to fly. So I'm just really curious to see what you all are thinking about, you know, the TSA fee increase. Any thoughts on that?
Well, Ida? I tell you, Nita, anytime there's a fee, it concerns me because it, of course, impacts the airfare ticket. And you know that ticket and prices seem to continually go up. So this is troubling in that it just means that ticket prices are going to be impacted. They're going to increase.
Well, the airlines are lobbying right around that same thing that you're talking about, because they do not want that increase to really affect the, you know, the flying public and their ability to be able to afford tickets, because what they're looking at is about a $5 plus, you know, increase for this TSA fee per trip, or per leg actually of the trip. So this could really be a nice little chunk to, you know, to add to the cost of the ticket.
Well, when you look at the price of a ticket, the base rate of your ticket is usually very low, and then the junk fees and the taxes is what makes it more expensive. That can be just as much or more than the base rate of the ticket.
That's true. But whether it's a fee or a tax, I don't see much difference.
No, that's true. It's going to affect the ticket price.
All right.
Well, and some people are calling it a tax, actually, is really what it is, to, you know, really subsidize, I guess, some of the other spending in other areas. But I guess the positive side of it, if we can try and find a positive side of it, is that if there is more funding there for the TSA, we can maybe have more training, maybe get more people hired as part of the TSA. And especially in light of some of the incidents that happened earlier during the year, or a couple of months ago during the year, where, you know, you had some incidents as part of the TSA area, it certainly is a good idea to make sure that that area is secure, because that those are the people who make sure that, you know, the flying public stays safe. But I think if I had to, like, put my thumb up for a vote, I would definitely probably lean a little bit more toward, you know, let's keep those fees low
the most we can. But, I'm with you on that.
But, you know, another controversial thing, too, is cell phone use on board, the airplanes.
Oh, help, help.
Help, help, that's a good thing, or help, help?
Well, I'm just speaking from my experiences as a flight attendant and now as someone who travels a lot. I don't want to hear conversation from my seatmates. I just don't want to hear about it. I think the volume level will be very distracting, and I'm not looking forward to having passengers be able to use cell phones on airplanes. How about you?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think if I'm really trying to take that nap on a five-hour flight from Atlanta to L.A., which is a flight that I, you know, take at least once or twice in a year to visit my niece and friends out in Los Angeles, that I can just, you know, imagine, you know, someone sort of yakking away, you know, behind me or right beside me. And I don't think that that would make for a pleasant flight, because I do generally like to watch a movie or
sleep, take a nap.
You know, take a nap. So, yeah, I think that could be very, very disruptive. But what I'm a little concerned about also is I probably would, you know, be one of those folks that might kind of look back and kind of go like, you know, give an expression. But there would be people that might have create some air rage.
Exactly.
You know, so that could be a problem because having, like you, been a flight attendant before, people do fight on airplanes.
I know.
There are disruptions on the airplane. Those things do happen.
And I've seen people get upset over a lot less than having someone talk.
Exactly.
We also still have a few large carriers, but we still have a fair amount of small airlines. And I think it's just to be left up to the airline companies. I think they'll figure it out. I think it's their private business. And if they get enough public outcry, they will say no. But then there may be some small airlines or airlines in which they want people who are paying extra money and maybe have to localize it and whether they're sitting first class or whatever that want that option. So I think as private business, I think they should have that option to decide if the law is passed and if they can do it to make that decision themselves for their business clients.
And that's a really good point because there are a couple of airlines who have at this point said that they're okay using what's called GoGo. If you have traveled and use Wi-Fi in flight, GoGo is a company that provides that. I think that was Delta and American who have, you know, kind of stated that they're kind of cool with what they have set up. But maybe also another option might be to have a certain period of time where you can talk, maybe the first 10 or 15 minutes of the flight.
All right.
And then after that, you know, there is no more talking, but you can still do texting and Wi-Fi. So maybe those are options that the individual airlines could look at.
Well, maybe you can use what they use in Get Smart, the cone of silence.
So how does that work exactly, Doc Bill?
Would it be talk or no talk zones, like the smoke, no smoke zones from the past?
It's an old show, and I guess if you've seen it, it's funny. If you hadn't, then.
Well, I'm familiar with the cones where you had to sit in the corner in school. Not saying that happened to me, but I'm just familiar with it. Olivia, do you want to weigh in on any of this? Your cell phone use on the planes?
Oh, well, I know that my brothers are obsessed with their cell phones, and when we all travel together, that's a big deal to them. But to me, you know, I just like to sleep on the plane. So I probably would be against cell phones too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering how this will affect watching a movie. Because if people are talking all around you, you can't enjoy your movie.
That's true. And, you know, it could be also, too, that we're, you know, making, you know, a lot out of what may turn out to be not that much. Because you may have that most people might, you know, do a little bit of talking, but for the most part, most people probably would want to watch a movie or use it as a time to kind of disconnect a little bit. So it's, I don't know, it's interesting. It would be interesting to see how it all plays out.
I didn't realize there was an outcry to use your phones.
Well, I didn't realize that either, but I believe in Europe, they have the ability to use their phones. So I guess we're just trying to catch up with our European buddies across the pond there.
Gotcha.
And have a similar situation for us. But, you know, the interesting thing is, too, though, that, you know, we have airlines merging. So as you were saying, Doc Bill, maybe it's something that could be left up to the airlines. But what do you think about, you know, this new merger that we have now coming up with U.S. and American?
Nita,
yes, Air.
I just really don't think the passengers served well with all this merging. You know, competition is good overall, and when they continually merge, we're going to end up with three or four major airlines, and our customers are not well served by that. So I'm not at all happy that every time we look around, someone else is, you know, merging.
Merging, yeah.
True.
But it does take a bit of the competition out.
But it also goes in cycles. I mean, for the longest, we complained about one big phone carrier, and they broke up into smaller companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're coming back into one. So to me, they're just cycles. At some point, they'll move back to another direction.
Well, that should be interesting. But, you know, there are quite a few examples out there of previous mergers. And having gone through a merger, as we sort of wrap down the end of the show here, I can just say that being an employee who's part of that, it really is a time of uncertainty. And you're really there with your fingers crossed, hoping that, you know, it's going to work out in your benefit. So whatever, you know, they decide, I hope they really do look at, you know, the employees and really what's best for employees with both airlines.
Exactly. But you want them to all end up feeling whole.
Exactly. But this has been a great show, guys. This
I
has really
love
been great.
The, show.
The year in review, we've given some predictions and we've weighed in on a few things that are going on in the news. So hopefully these last couple of things will not influence travel in a negative way, but sort of keep travel going in a positive way. But, you know, for our listeners, you know, thank you so much for this year, for your support and for listening to us. And, you know, we really hope that you guys will let us know also what your predictions are, what you're looking to do in 2014, what shows you'd like to have us talk about. So visit us on our website and leave us a comment or email us at anita@travelbagswithanita.com.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thanks so much. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. This has been Travel Bags on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.